Welcome to Creating Flow, the podcast where I, Joni Francisco, hope to empower women helpers and healers to unblock their energy and unlock their power. We're tackling that tough reality that many in the healing professions often sacrifice their well-being in the pursuit of helping others. Not only do I think this is just plain wrong, it ends up draining their vitality and diminishing their ability to serve. I've experienced this struggle firsthand and emerged with the insights and the strategies to break this cycle. That's why each week we explore practical methods not only to replenish your energy, but to also cultivate abundance in your life. You'll gain actionable steps to fill your cup first, ensuring you can overflow with energy and serve others without burning out. Are you feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or just not in sync with your life? Maybe fatigue and burnout are entering your conversations. What if the key to unlocking your full potential and your flow lies in understanding the dance between your masculine and feminine energies? Let's dive into how this balance can bring ease and flow into your life while also helping you get things done. But first, if you like what you hear today, then I would highly suggest joining the Abundance and Flow community on School. Not only are there free, awesome AF trainings in there, we are building a community of other helpers and healers ready to have more abundance and flow in their lives. Let's journey together towards freedom in your life, health, and business. The link to join is in the show notes. I hope to see you there. So as we dive into masculine and feminine energies, this may be the first time you've pondered this, or you may have be well aware that within our one body, we have this flow of masculine and feminine energy. This is not related to gender in any way. This is just the energy for which we are presenting in the world. So in masculine energy, this is really about structure, logic, action, assertiveness. It's the to-do energy, right? And the feminine energy is the be energy, the to-be energy, or the being energy, right? And this embodies qualities, creation, intuition, receptivity, nurturing. Both of these energies are critical in the way that we live our life. Having balance initiates that flow and that ease in which we can be in life and also get things done. They complement each other. If we think about feminine energy of that intuition, and then we can think of that masculine energy of that inspired action, right? So get the download that this is something we should be doing, and then we go do it. And that's a flow between the masculine and feminine, or in that case, the feminine to the masculine type energy. When we're in balance, this one, you'll see that you're able to get a lot of stuff done in a little bit of time. You're able to increase your productivity, but you also have more time to play. And it feels really amazing when you're in that spot in life. Some signs of that imbalance in your masculine or your feminine energy, and that might look like rigidity, stress, or that burnout, right? Because you're just doing all the time. And when you're in imbalance of feminine energy, have an overabundance of your feminine energy side, you may look at things like indecisiveness, lack of direction, feeling overwhelmed. So a little more on, you know, the qualities of masculine energy. So it's that focus, the ability to concentrate on your tasks, your goals, the discipline. So the planning, the setting up a plan, the following out of the plan, that consistent effort and dedication to your plan. Action, actually taking steps toward achieving goals, taking steps to achieve those plans that you've derived. And structure. So we're creating systems, creating routines. These are our masculine energy, in a way, setting up space for our feminine energy to then be in the in-between. When you're wanting to harness masculine energy is when you're doing things like setting goals and timelines, and that'll help you bring in clarity, implementing structured routines for productivity, and making those decisive actions to move forward in projects in life. And in our feminine energy, that flow and intuition, some of the more qualities of that are creativity, the ability to think outside the box and innovate, intuition, trusting your inner guidance, instincts, the information you're getting from source, empathy, understanding and sharing the feelings of others, compassion, that really love and nurturing, caring for yourself is feminine quality, and caring for others. And when you're wanting to be in situations where you want to increase that feminine energy, things like engaging in creative art, you know, writing, music, dancing, meditation, and mindfulness, where you're with the intent to receive. So this feminine energy is also about nurturing, but it's also about really receiving. So taking care of yourself, making space for yourself to be and prioritizing that and prioritizing your emotional health. When we're thinking about masculine, feminine energy, this is really a flow, right? It's just back and forth. And it can be like that. It can be within the same minute. It can be in longer periods of time when we are doing different projects that take more of that divine masculine energy to get it done. Or when we want to sit in meditation and we're looking to receive answers, or we're wanting to feel more love. These are all ways to be in balance and go back and forth in those energies. So really, you know, how we look at this is being aware. We want to think about what we're doing next and what type of energy would help us be the most successful. So just being aware. This really is, you know, a lot of the things I talk about is really doing it with intention, right? So the first step with that is always to discern or be aware or identify where we're at in the moment. And then we start to learn which kind of energy is more conducive to the success of what we're doing. And with that intention is that mindfulness. And we can also create rituals. You hear me talk about rituals a lot more than routines. And I just think that rituals have a sacredness to them. And if we're thinking about this masculine and feminine energy being divine, masculine and divine, feminine energy, so we have that support and love, right? We can create rituals that help us shift into each one, but also creating sacred space or sacred time around the things or projects or activities that we think are important and want to spend our time in. And we want to be successful with. And then just, again, continuing that mindfulness, reflecting, how did that go? How could I pull in some more of, you know, what kind of energy to get this done? Or I want to be out with my family and my friends, and I want to be enjoying the nature on the lake in the summer, my favorite thing to do. And how can I shift into that feminine, more receiving, more being energy in that instance? Also bringing into that idea about how this works in universal law, and something that's really important, I think, that we understand using the law of polarity is, you know, the universe wants balance. And balance doesn't mean 50-50, right? It means what we need when we need it, and being able to harmonize or find that flow and ease in our life within the balance that works for us on our intentions or our goals that we've set for this period of time. I often use this analogy. Some people want to climb Everest, right? And their goals are very different than someone that wants to lead an intuitive retreat. So what you spend your time engaged in will look very different for those two things, right? Not that you couldn't do both if you wanted, but you would. The shift of that energy where you want to lead an intuitive retreat, you may set in meditation on and just listening about the needs of each of the participants that are coming or the content that's going to be most useful at that time. Where if you're wanting to climb Everest, you may spend more time actually getting your steps in, climbing the hill, doing the things, packing your pack, right? And so those things look very different. But the cool thing, back to the law of polarity, kind of tangent there a little bit, is when we increase the pole of one, say masculine energy, we increase our capacity to hold the masculine energy. We also increase our capacity to hold the feminine energy. And so if you want to increase your capacity to execute, you may actually set more time in that feminine energy and increase that capacity to receive. This will happen at the same time, and we'll be able to expand. Nothing expands towards one end of the pole or the other end of the pole. The poles always go from the middle. So if we're thinking about this masculine feminine energy, if we have this much feminine and this much masculine, that's how much we have. But if we increase that, then we will be able to move the poles out in both directions instead of away from the middle in one direction. Another way, just like a good logic for people to see that is, you know, like if we want to increase our capacity to feel happiness, we also at the same time are going to increase our capacity to feel sadness. And so sometimes we'll feel more sad before we feel more happy. But this is always the insight that you are increasing your capacity in that area to feel. So invitation for you as you're listening right now to this is to think about, when is the last time you truly felt in flow? And when you are feeling in flow, are you using more of your masculine or your feminine energy? And then when you think about that, what would you need to increase flow in your life? Which kind of energy? And especially in women, also in men, it seems men can spend more time in their masculine energy without burning out, but that may just be perspective of what it looks like in the actual male gender versus in the female. But what I do find and what I see in my clients is women trying to stay in that masculine energy all the time, and that leads to burnout. If they're staying in the do, 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 that's not necessarily where their magic is. And their magic is really being in that being state where they're able to receive, where they're able to get downloads to the easiest way through something. They're able to explore their emotions and see how it feels. How does it feel to make this decision? How does it feel to make this decision? And what is the outcome? How can I hold that vision for what I want, big picture? And be able to embrace that energy, become that energy. And I especially find this as women are leveling up in their businesses or in their careers, is that push to do, do, do more, right? But as we increase our capacity to do more, we're able to do things much quicker in this linear timeframe that we've constructed. And we are still addicted to that busy of do sometimes. And so switching over to that feminine energy, which would actually be more self-care, more time spent in that introspection, more time spent being happy and joyful, the things that you really want to feel, will actually bring more success to you than just more checkboxes. The other thing that ebb and flow into that feminine energy allows for us to do is just to be what we call powerful, in this power state versus this force state. So often staying in that masculine energy of pushing through and pushing through and pushing through doesn't allow us to then move into that pull or that more magnetic state to where things just come to us easily instead of us always having to seek it out, find it, go get it, go do it. We can switch again into that really powerful state of just being, where things feel like they magnet to us. It feels like our life, you know, just one thing after another comes in just right for us. And we often miss that if we are stuck in that really rigid masculine energy of just, I have to do it and I have to do it this way and I have to just keep checking the boxes. This becomes really exhausting for both men and women. And again, I know we're in times where we have to use that information with clarity, and this masculine and feminine energy has nothing to do with gender, right? It is just a way of being. It is a type of energy that we can harness and use for our benefit if we are aware of it. The other thing, being stuck in that do energy, stuck in that really rigid masculine energy, is that when we're not open to receiving, we may be exhausting ourselves because we're allowing very little room for the miracles or for source to actually be taking care of things for us. We can choose to believe or change our belief that source is always working for us. Source is always trying to bring us things. The universe is always working for us. The universe always wants us to have what we want. Are we allowing for that? Are we thinking that we have to produce it ourselves? So I feel like being and inviting in that feminine energy really brings back in some of the magic of how things can be presented to us or how we can receive in a different way. So the question there would be, what if engaging in building relationships, having fun, experiencing joy, spending time in nature without a clear goal other than just building relationships, having fun, experiencing joy, spending time in nature, what if that brought you more success, both in the tangible and the intangible? And I do focus on this feminine energy, and for males and females, I think we, in the way that we now do business culturally, there is a push to be in the push state and to be in the force state And I do think there's an invitation for us to do it differently so that we can enjoy our life, have healthy bodies, have healthy relationships, and be able to receive more. If this is a new concept to you, or you're not really sure, like, do I operate from this masculine energy? Do I operate from this feminine energy? There is a quiz in the Abundance of Flow community in school. I didn't mention that earlier, but again, I'll bring it up here and you can just follow the link in the show notes and you'll be able to use this information then to help you in those places that you're stuck in life and invite in more of the energy for which you think will be bring more success for that which you are trying to. I want to say the word manifest, so don't hold that loosely, but all of this is really manifestation of what we want or thoughts that we're having, right? So if you're wanting to harness, leverage the use of that masculine feminine energy in the moment, you may even be able to call in the opposite vibration to help you move through it. And so this quiz will help you see if you're operating more in the masculine or more in the feminine. And you can look at this through business, health, and life. It's broken out into those categories. So this will help you if you're feeling stuck in any of those areas. Real quick, I just want to bring in some, you know, quick tips that you can use to shift into those energies. Just the quick shift tips, right? So if we're wanting to switch into that more feminine, that receiving energy, that inspiration energy, get creative or get quiet, right? Those are the best ways to invite in that feminine energy, or moving your body too. So that's also a great way to always move energy, is to move your body. So maybe you turn on some music that makes your hips move, and that will invite in that creation sacral energy. And connection here is really important too. So this is a great also shift, just like the movement, we're getting creative, doing some art, is to connect to that mother earth, the divine mother energy, and allow yourself space to just receive that energy that you're wanting to feel. Quick tip to shifting in that masculine. Yes, women, even you need this masculine energy to take action. And so some of those really easy things to do, make a checkbox to-do list, put on some pants. You think I'm joking, but if you are often wearing skirts or dresses and flowing material, which is great, right? We need that feminine energy, but at some point, sometimes we need to get stuff done and we're unable to shift. So putting on some pants and shoes will help that quick shift. Maybe even a blazer, suit, jacket, something. Just it shifts the way our body feels and it shifts the way our mind sees us. Setting a timer to get shit done, right? Like, I got my timer out and I'm going to go for it and get as much stuff as I can get done within this amount of time. And creating systems. The masculine energy within us really likes those systems, and it makes it easy to move through from step to step to step. So as I mentioned above, both things, I have the Abundance and Flow community that you can join in school. And we have lots of awesome trainings in there. And there will be this quiz that you can find on masculine feminine energy, and you can get, you know, the temperature on where you're living predominantly and how shifting into one or the other may help you be more successful in having what you want and feeling the way that you want to feel. So again, those links in the show notes. And for those of you listening today, I truly appreciate your listening, and I'm cheering you on as you take action to reclaiming your energy. Much love and light to you. And until next time, take care. So amazing. You've reached the end of another episode of Creating Flow, and I want you to know I appreciate your presence and to remind you, knowledge is powerful, but taking action is transformative. I invite you to take the next step to activate your full potential today by scheduling a complimentary 15-minute session with me, a no-obligation chat to identify the messages your body is sending you and how I can not only help you understand these messages, but teach you how to heal your body in order to have an abundance of health and energy in your life and business. Visit the link in the show notes to book a call, and I'll see you next week.